morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're getting a little bit more snow. It's like there's no end to it this year. But the one thing that's nice, and it's in our favor, is that the amount of snow that's coming down seems to be in lower quantities, and that's a real good thing. So let's hope that it does continue to get less and less and less. The temperatures are warming up a little bit, too, so we're getting more on the wet snow. And spring, 21 days away. That's 3 weeks. 2 weeks, daylight savings time. I mean, if you look outside right now, it is pretty bright out. You know, it's not like it was a month ago when you looked out and you couldn't see. It's bright out. 14 days daylight savings time, and that will make a big, big difference in our mental attitude of what's happening outside. And opening day, 56 days away. So things are getting better. The days are getting longer. Temperatures are getting warmer. And before long, we'll be outside. So keep saying that, and you'll feel a lot better. Now, if we can help you to plan your garden, the number to call is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're here to help you. Let's think positive. Let's plan the garden. What are we going to grow for vegetables this year? Let's put it on paper. It's going to make a big difference if we can get it all planned out. That way, when you get ready to plant, you'll know where it goes, what's going to go there, and it will make things a lot easier for you. Let's prepare the inside so that we can put it outside. The other thing that you want to do is to check what you have put away in your basement for the winter. Do you have glad bulbs in the basement? Begonia bulbs, dahlia, calla lilies. Do you have tubers or bulbs in your basement that are put down there for storage? Go down in the basement and check them. Make sure they're not growing. Because what we don't want to have happen is you to go down there all of a sudden and you have a foot of new growth. It's all white. It's all stretched. And it doesn't look good. So check it out. See what it looks like. If it's beginning to grow, then you may want to think of bringing it from the basement upstairs. Putting it in a north-facing window where it's going to get some light, but it's not going to grow a lot. A north-facing window will give you plenty of light, but that room, because it's not getting the sun directly, is going to be cooler. If it's cooler, the plants are not going to grow as much. So check everything that's in the basement. If it's dormant, leave it alone. Now, geraniums, if you put geraniums in the basement to rest, now is the time to bring them upstairs. Bring them upstairs, repot them, clean them. Any pieces that have dried out, remove them. Pieces that feel firm, cut them back. Now, you can cut back that geranium that's been in storage, dormant, asleep, in your basement since October. You can cut that plant to about 6 inches. It's be nothing but a stem. It'll be green. When you feel it, it will feel firm. But you're going to repot it if it should be. You're going to give it a good drink of water so that the roots can begin to pull moisture up. And that water should be mixed with a liquid food. And that will make a big difference. Give it some food to get it going. Now, if you're willing and you're able to feed that geranium every 2 weeks, great. If you forget, like a lot of us, including me, get some Osmocote pellets. It's a time-release fertilizer, and it's going to motivate that geranium to begin to grow, to get full, to make leaves, and to get ready for the arrival of spring. So, they can be brought up. You can start during March. Tuberous begonias can be started. Dahlias, I would wait a little bit longer. It's a little bit too early because they grow really, really fast. Calla lilies can be started now. Cannas can be started now if you have the room. One thing that would help you is if you have a 4-inch pot, maybe even a 6-inch pot that you can put on your windowsill, fill it with some potting soil. When you go out in the next couple of days, I want you to buy a package of lettuce seeds. Plant the lettuce seeds right in that pot. Moisture. Give it some time. And in 3 weeks, you'll have lettuce up and growing. In a month, you'll be picking some of that lettuce to use in your own house. Now, if you want to have fun, take another pot, fill it with some potting soil. If you have in your garage or tool shed some grass seed, bring a couple of good pinches of grass seed, sprinkle it in that pot, scratch it in, water it, and in 10 days, that grass seed will germinate. It will begin to grow. And if you want to have a lot of fun, you're feeling down with the snow coming down like it is today, let it come up to be about 3 or 4 inches. Day you don't feel good, take some scissors, cut it, crush it in your fingertips, and smell it. A fresh cut lawn during March. It will smell so good to you. And if you really want to have fun, you're watching TV one night. Kids are there, maybe even some company. They're all quiet. Everybody's talking. You take that little pot of grass. You put it on your footstool. Take off your socks. Put your toes right into the grass and say to everybody, boy, does this feel good. It's coming. It won't be long. We'll be out in the yard. We'll be digging in the dirt. And if you want some help, call us right now. 800-259-9231. We're going to work together. We're going to plan the garden this year. We want it to be better than it's ever been. If you want additional information, go to my website, paulparent.com. sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter will have all kinds of information in it every single Thursday. This past week, we did a story on strawberries, how to prepare the soil, how to select the best location so that you can have a good strawberry crop. We talked about a summer flowering tree. Most of you have probably never heard about it, but once you've seen it, you'll love it. It's called Stewardia. Sounds strange, but it blooms during the summer. It has some fruit. It has fall color. But the thing that it has that will really excite you is the bark. You know, when we think of a tree with nice bark, we think of the birch. Stewardia has bark that's orange, gray, white, and brown, like a puzzle throughout the stem. Call us, 800-259-9231. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Think spring. 21 days. Just keep saying that. 21 days to spring. Doesn't matter where you live. We are all looking for that magic day to arrive, and mentally, we will feel better. The weather may not change too much. It's going to. You have to keep saying that to yourself, and believe me, you will feel a lot better. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's the snow in Minnesota, Don?
Awful. Even more than I could have ever imagined. I think I'll survive.
Did you get a lot this week?
Yeah, we got over a foot this last Sunday, and that was absolutely terrible.
You see, folks, if you think it's bad where you are, you could be in Minnesota with Don, where they got a foot last week. So you have to look on the bright side, right, Don?
Absolutely. Always a bright side.
Who do we have up first?
Up first, this is Todd from New Hampshire, who has a question about garden beds.
Okay. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you today, Todd?
This is Don in New Hampshire. Are you talking to me, Paul?
Yes, I am, Todd.
Okay, I'd like to know the best way to build raised flower beds.
Okay, what do you have there now?
I have a large area south-facing, gets a little bit of west shade from some apple trees. But other than that, okay. It's unrestricted.
Okay. Well, it's going to depend what you want. If you use landscape timbers, you're going to have a bed that's going to be either rectangle or square. It's going to be fairly sharp edges. If you use concrete blocks, you can build them at any shape that you want. And you probably won't have to replace them. But it really doesn't matter. The days of pressure-treated timbers are pretty much gone. They're not using the amount of chemicals that they were originally. And your pressure-treated woods of today are much safer to use. The one problem that may arise with you is if this tree is going to be in the planting bed, then you're going to have to slope the soil up and away from the tree. You can't raise the soil around the base of the tree another 6 inches or more. So what what you'll have to do is build a circle around the tree, go out about 3 feet from the tree with some blocks, concrete, or you can build it with wood in the shape of a box, and you're going to have to come up the height of your planting bed. Because if you cover the immediate soil around that tree in the trunk with 6 inches of soil, you're going to hurt those fruit trees. So you'll have to build a raised bed and a raised bed wall around the tree. So about a 3 foot all the way around, then do your raised bed. And you can put just about anything. I mean, if you can get some good soil, the better the soil, the better your planting medium and the better your perennials are going to go. I have a raised bed along the left side of my driveway and planted trees in it, like you, all kinds of different perennials, and you can have a wonderful, wonderful planting area. But the main thing that you want to do is just be aware of the roots of that tree. And if you can do 2 to 3 feet on each side of the tree, so you'll have to build a box around it, then do your raised bed, you can do just about anything. And the thing that's nice about a raised bed, the plants that grow in that raised bed will bloom ahead of schedule compared to plants that are in the ground. Because the soil is raised, it will warm up sooner, so they're coming to bloom sooner, and they will bloom longer because of the depth of good soil in that container. So condition it.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning. If you're just waking up and you're looking out the window and you live in the Northeast, yep, that's snow. Another day with a little light snow, just a couple of inches, maybe a little bit more in places. But it will all melt. As my dad said, it's fertilizer falling out of the sky. My dad has passed, and I keep looking to the sky and say, Dad, we have enough fertilizer right now. So don't send us any more, please. We've had it. We want to see the grass. We want to see things begin to happen in our gardens. And if we can help you to feel better, and you really have to laugh at it now, okay? You can't take it serious. You just have to laugh and say to yourself, 21 days to spring, it's going to get better. Call us, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Tom from Lowell, Massachusetts, who has a question about Empire apples.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is about Empire apples. Is Empire apples a naturally selected variety of apple, or is it a GMO variety?
All of your apples that we have today are all hybrids. They've all been crossed from different types of apple. So that, you know, you really, the old-fashioned wild apples, you really can't find it. But it is a hybrid of parents to give it a different taste, a different flavor, a different color, a different purpose. Is it for keeping during the winter? Is it something that can be used for cooking? They've all been bred for a certain reason. But the old days, I mean, there's not too many of the original apples left. But the Empire is a good apple. It's an old apple. It's been around a long, long time. And it's a good apple for you to grow in your yard. Now, the one thing that you have to know about apples is there are two types. It's like two different families of apples. And you need to have members of both families for pollination. For example, if you want to grow Macintosh, you need to have Cortland in the same yard for pollination. You can use other apples, but you need to have members of two different families for better pollination. If you have just one apple tree and you're the only one in your entire neighborhood, you probably won't have a lot of apples because most apples are not self-pollinating. So you need to have two different apples, two different pears, two different cherries, two different plums. Some are self-pollinating, but they do better if there's two trees in your yard. And what I'll do for you, Tom, during our next break, I'll get one of my books and I'll tell you, if I can find, what trees will pollinate best with the Empire. But it's a good apple. It's been around a long time. It's a sturdy apple. It will take all types of climate. So it's not an apple that's for the South only. It will do well in New England. It's a strong apple. But if it doesn't matter what kind of apple you want to grow, there's work behind it. The spraying. There are insect problems. There are disease problems. And if you want good apples, it's work. Now, Bayer Advance has developed a brand new product for orchards to control insects on your tree. Came out last year, not a lot of fanfare. This year, they're really going to promote it. And it's a systemic insecticide that you apply to the ground, and the insecticide will come up into the tree, but it only stays in the xylem. Now, the xylem is not found in the fruit of the tree. It's found in the foliage. So this is a good thing. You can apply this insecticide around your fruit trees. It will be absorbed. And if we have a wet spring, a wet summer, the insecticide is still in the tree. It doesn't wash off. So this is going to be a good thing because you no longer have to spray that tree every 2 weeks. This is part of the new technology from Bayer Lawn and Garden. And we'll be talking a lot about this during the year. But it's a systemic that will only stay in the bark of the tree, in the foliage of the tree, and will not enter the fruit in the tree. So this is, to me, exciting news, because it's going to make growing those fruit trees a lot better. It will not control the insects that attack the fruit, but it will help to keep the foliage from getting destroyed by a lot of different insects. I'll tell you what I'll do. This past week we did a story on strawberries. How about in the newsletter for this coming week, I'll do a story for you about apples and how to grow them, and we'll do a little bit on varieties. So if there's something special that you'd like me to go into some details with, let us know. Call me right now, 800-259-9231. Tell me what you would like me to put in the newsletter. I do three things, three different stories. So we'll do one on apples, and then during the break, I'll get you some information about the Empire. Okay? Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Maria from Maine, who's a question about a jade plant.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Mr. Parent. I have a jade plant that somebody gave me. It's about 8 inches tall. I've never had great success. They always get thin, leggy, and they don't put any side shoots. So I'm kind of wanting to know how to, you know, make it nice and thick with different branches. And my second question, I have a tool shed that I would like to place some kind of a flowering vine to grow over the shed. It gets plenty of sun, but it's a wet kind of area. Not soppy wet, but it does stay wet. I didn't know if there was something that would grow there.
Okay. Where do you live, Maria?
Vassalboro, Maine.
Vassalboro. Okay. And it's sun all day?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Now, the first thing that you should do is, if you want to grow a vine on that tool shed, you're going to need to give it something to climb on. So you'll have to build a trellis or buy a trellis. And that way it has something that it can climb on. It's going to make it a lot easier. Now, this is what I want you to do. If you buy a trellis, try and push the trellis a little ways off of the building. So don't nail it directly to the building. You should put a little spacer in between the trellis and the building. And what I've done, and it works really well, I did this with some of my trellises. You need a little piece of plastic or rubber. So if you have an old hose that's leaking, take your pruners or a saw and cut 1-inch pieces of hose. If you have a plastic pipe, cut 1-inch pieces. So now you've got a little cylinder. So when you nail the arbor or the trellis to the building, you're going to nail or screw through the trellis, put the little cylinder in between it to pull the trellis off the building. That way there's an inch between for air circulation. And that's going to make it easier for the plant to grow. But in a situation like that, honeysuckle is very good. Will give you some great flowers during the summer. Clematis. Now, the one that I like the best and is the fastest growing of the clematis is called paniculata. Or it's a fall blooming clematis. The blossoms look like baby tears, little tiny white blooms. But the fall blooming clematis will grow 6 feet or more in 1 year. Very fast, very strong growing, and blooms every single year. The large blooming clematis will do the same thing. They don't grow as fast, much, much larger blooms and all kinds of colors. The only thing that you have to do if you're growing clematis is you have to mix in a lot of either wood ash from a wood stove, fireplace, or some lime to the soil, because clematis loves a sweet soil. Living in Vassalboro, Maine, like I live in Kennebunk, Maine, you need to condition the soil. So put some compost, put some animal manure, and definitely put either wood ash or lime to sweeten the soil. So clematis is good. Honeysuckle is good. And honeysuckle will bloom and will attract bees. It also is fragrant. So there's just a couple. Now, your jade plant. I'll tell you what I've done with mine. My jade plant goes outside the middle of May and stays outside until October. When we come back from this break, I will tell you what to do. But my jade plant has increased about 4 to 6 inches every single year. And I bring it in the house, put it in a south-facing window, and it blooms at Christmas.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future, saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free. You know, spring is just a few weeks away, and if you have some questions, don't wait until spring arrives. Call us right now, 800-259-9231. Now, we're talking with Maria. Now, Maria, on your jade plant, what I want you to do is look at the size of that pot and think when you repotted it last. If you haven't repotted it in 2 or 3 years, it's time to do so. Repot it into a good-sized container, and I'd like to see you increase the size of that pot by 2 to 3 inches. Give it some room to grow. Once you've repotted it, get a good potting soil. Miracle-Gro makes great potting soils. Espoma makes a great potting soil. But I want you to repot it. And today's a good day for it. The weather's not too good outside. If you've got some soil in your tool shed or your garage, bring it in. Let's make sure that it thaws. And then repot your jade plant. When you're done repotting it, I put Osmocote, the little pellets of fertilizer, in that container. And I do it in the spring and again in the fall. It makes a big difference. Feed it on a regular basis. Now, when the threat of frost is over where you live, I want you to put it outside. And I put mine outside. It gets sun from sunrise until, I want to say, 1 o'clock. Full hot sun till 1 o'clock. I put it on near my front door. It's up against the garage, so it gets direct sun, and after 1 o'clock, it gets bright light all day. And last 2 years, I have put it out there. It has grown probably 8 inches in diameter. It's thick, it's full, it's absolutely beautiful. So repot it and feed it. Now, in October, when it really gets cold, bring it inside, put it in a south-facing window. Now, because you're leaving it outside as long as possible, I mean, if they call for a frost, bring it in. But I'll leave mine outside until October. When they bring it inside, it's in a south-facing window, and the portion that faces the glass, and I'm sure that if I turned it more often, it would be more uniform, but at least half of my plant is in full bloom during the Christmas holidays. And I've never had that happen before. But because I keep the plant well fed, because it's outside, it gets all the water that it wants, and because of the cold treatment in the fall and then brought into a warm house with lots of sun, it will bloom for you. So do that. Okay, now Tom, we were talking about the Empire apple. And Empire, let me tell you some of the good things about it. Apple scab, it will get. It's not severe, but it will get it, so that you will need to use a fungicide on it. Brown rot is something that it is highly susceptible to. Okay? Cedar apple rust, pretty much resistant to that. Fire blight, moderately resistant, and powdery mildew is something that is not much of a problem. Now, Empire is in a pollination family that they call bee. And the bee family needs to be pollinated with either an apple in the same family or a different family. To give you ideas, Baldwin, Cortland, Enterprise, Freedom, Fuji, Gala, Honeycrisp, Jonathan, Macintosh, Northern Spy, Red Delicious, Rome, can all be pollinators.